The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
There was once somebody who came to Imam Jawad alayhi salam. It's a famous hadith, a famous story. He says that, oh Imam, I want you to give me some advice. The Imam alayhi salam tells me that if I give you some advice, are you going to listen to it? Right? And the man says that, sure, I will listen to it. So the Imam alayhi salam tells him 4 pieces of advice. Number one, he tells him, tawassad as-sabr. Tawassad as-sabr means take sabr as your pillow. Meaning that when you are looking for something to lean on and to rest your head on in difficult circumstances, your go-to is sabr. Your go-to is self-restraint and patience. There's a world of depth in that statement. So that's one. Second of all, he says, that when these difficulties happen, then you should embrace poverty. Meaning what? Meaning that you might lose things in times of trial. Right? Like when we're tried with something, usually something's taken away from us. Either it's some money or some, you know, ease, right? Or let's say some help that we had, or maybe a family member is taken away from us. There's something that was now we used to have that now taken away from us. So the Imam alayhi salam tells us to embrace that. Don't run away from it. The third thing that he tells him, he says that when it comes to your low desires, don't succumb to them, don't submit to them. And the fourth thing he tells them, he says that you should know that you are always in the presence of God. Allah is always with you. You're always under the gaze of Allah. So see what you do when you're in the presence of Allah. Now, I don't want to go into this in detail, but I just want to say here that the Imam alayhi salam wasn't just telling people this. You know, he himself would live this, you know, throughout his life. Imagine you have an orphan, right, who's facing such an enormous challenge. Now he's put in a position of leadership and he has enemies from all different sides, right? What is he going to do? One of the biggest challenges that the Imam alayhi salam faces in his life comes from his own family. We know that the Imam alayhi salam was married to the daughter of Ma'amun al-Rashid. And Ma'amun's father, Harun al-Rashid, was the one who killed the Imam's own father. Now why? Why would the Imam agree to marry the daughter of his father's killer? Right? What would be the wisdom behind doing so? One of the things we have to understand is that in those days, it wasn't just an easy thing to say no. Right? These days, you know, mashallah, people are like, oh, well, you know, like, I wanted their hair part on this side, not on this side. So, okay, I'll say no. You know, sometimes it's that type of things, right? But back in those days, sometimes it came down to a matter of honor, right? Now, if the Khalifa felt that the honor of his daughter was somehow disgraced, if he were to propose his daughter to Imam Jawad, now he had his own motivations for doing so. If you were to felt like that his daughter was turned down by the Imam, then it could lead to many, many disastrous consequences. And the Imams, they were aware of how their actions would potentially trigger long-term consequences. They wanted to preserve whatever they had and to strengthen that. So the Imam, in his own home, he has somebody who is from the enemy. And we see that throughout his life, the Imam alayhi salam is managing this. He's putting up with this. And he would teach other people this type of life philosophy as well. The very interesting incident. That there is one of his followers who once writes to him, and he tells him that, okay, I'm your follower. My path is the path of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. I'm in love with your teachings. You're my leaders. But my father is a Nasibi. Nasibi means somebody who has hatred towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And so whenever I talk about you, whenever I talk about the merits of the fadail of the Ahlul Bayt, whenever, for example, you know, you can imagine when that man would ever remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his father would come and he would rebuke him. Maybe he would make fun of him. Maybe he would insult him. Maybe he would insult his leaders. He would insult the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So I'm living this life in which I have this constant conflict at home with my father telling me this and my heart telling me this other thing. What should I do? Should I just go all out and just start responding to him and just defend you and maybe break our relationship, or what should I do? So the Imam alayhi salam, you know, again, now the Imam alayhi salam himself is living through challenges. He's turning challenges into opportunities. What does he tell this man what he should do? First of all, he tells him that, look it, your path forward is not to respond directly to your father and just challenge him on everything, but rather you should make use of a technique which is known as mudara. Mudara in Arabic roughly means when you deal with somebody in a gentle and tolerant way. We have, brothers and sisters, many, many traditions from the Ahlul Bayt that tell us that when you're dealing with your family members, don't deal with them in a way that it's you versus them and you're in a war and a battle all the time. That's a recipe for disaster. If you're getting angry, if you're shouting, if you are insulting, if you are trying to poke holes in what they do, if you're trying to, like, let's say, you know, I don't know, so you're saving things to come and, you know, get back to them when you're angry, and all these things, all these techniques, it's a failure, recipe for failure. There's another approach, which is the approach where you do things tactfully. You think about the long term. You do things with gentleness, right? You don't respond with fire to fire, but rather you respond with a smile and you do things properly, right? He says that that approach is going to be better for you than going directly against your father. Number one. Number two, he tells him that inna ma'al usri yusra, right? You're going through these difficulties, but you should know that with your difficulty, there is ease as well. This is the promise of God. Don't think that everything is bleak and it's just, you know, like, there's no hope anymore. Sometimes, you know, we find when we're talking with people who are struggling with life challenges, maybe they're struggling with their marriage, or they're struggling with their parents, or they're struggling with their children, right? Sometimes they say that, like, there's no hope. It's just completely, everything's just bleak, right? I just want to, like, toss in the towel and just call it quits. Okay, well, remember, inna ma'al usri yusra. Right? Can't you see that throughout these challenges, Allah is extending His hand to you and He's telling you, come to me? If you take the high road, you are achieving the purpose of what you came here for, which is to be tested and challenged and to make the right choices. What more could you ask for than to be put in this arena where now at home you're being challenged? Right? This is an amazing opportunity. Why don't you see it that way instead of looking at everything like bleak? What, do you think that if you had somebody else, life would be better? Do you think that other people don't struggle the way you are? No, so many things happen behind closed doors, and sometimes we might be surprised. We think that this is, challenges are unique to me, but rather these challenges are often faced and shared with many other people as well. It's just that they happen behind closed doors, so we're not aware of them. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Third thing, he says that, be patient. فَإِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. If you have sabr, then you are guaranteed that the best outcome will be yours. Because Allah promises that He gives the good outcome to those who have taqwa. And the fourth thing He says, that don't ever forget that we're not the ones who are in charge. Allah is the one who is in charge. We do our part and Allah does His part. Now these four teachings, brothers and sisters, are so powerful. Right? They're so comprehensive. They're so fundamental. I'm telling you, you can go and buy every single book on healing marriages and healing relationships that you can find in the market that's written by non-Muslim authors. You will not find anything as comprehensive as these four principles. And this companion of his who wrote to him about the situation he's having with his father, he took those four principles and he applied them in his life. And later on, he comes to the Imam alayhi salam and he tells him that at this point, Allah has made the heart of my father compassionate towards me until it's gotten to the point that he does not disagree with me even about a single thing. The man who was your hater is now your lover. He's completely aligned with me. Now you ask yourself, if he had taken the approach of like just battling and combating, right, would it have led to these results? But rather with patience, right, with looking long term, with understanding that Allah is present, with having taqwa, he was able to overcome these challenges, and innal aqibata lil muttaqin.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.